Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
Well, an exciting end of the week here on this Thursday before Christmas Eve. Of course, the markets are closed tomorrow, Friday, Christmas Eve. We have a cattle on feed report after the close today and also a hog and pig report after the close today at 2 p.m. The estimates for the on-feed report are about 100% on feed, 103% placed, and 103% marketed. And again, that report's after the close. But throughout the day, we rallied and made crossed back over some critical moving averages. We're back above the 20-day moving averages on the February live cattle. So hopefully, if we follow that with a bullish on-feed report on Monday when the markets open back up after Christmas, we'll continue this wave of buying. But we finished $1.30 higher in December at $137.05. The February's were $2.25 higher at $139.62. April's up $1.80 at $143.92. And then the feeder cattle January up $1.67 at $163.45. The March is up $1.82, $163.75. The April's up $1.82 at $167.37. So a lot of strength here as the markets, I think there's some buy stops being hit as well. So overall strength, the lean hogs today were unchanged to about 30 cents lower. So kind of uneventful day for the hog futures.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Today's grain futures were higher across the board on all three major grains. Corn ended up one to about three to four higher. It looks like that July corn's up 3.5 at 6.06, but we're in the first 3 months we're above the $6 level, which was a pretty significant mark. We've tried it several times, finally getting through it, and some follow through buying as well. So that's great. The soybean market was anywhere from four to eight higher. Here it looks like the January is about four higher at 13.32.5. Chicago wheat 1 to 4 higher. The Kansas City, the strongest wheat here, up anywhere from 4 to 9 cents. July's around 8.48 and a quarter, on the highs up 7 and 3 quarters. So really strong wheat market. I think it's primarily driven by the fact that we haven't had any rain, and without any real significant rain in the forecast, in the drought area expanding across all of western Oklahoma and western Kansas. So there's some major issues, and then you combine that with the high fertilizer prices. So what kind of crop will we be able to produce without any rain next summer? Today's cotton futures are going to be up just slightly, up 20 to 40 cents, so no real action there. The stock market today is finishing, going into the Christmas holiday, up about 270 in the Dow and up 38 in the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. I may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.